when Tim mentioned that, quite humbly, I guess you might say, I know when Tim first described for me his passion of the Winthrop, one of the very first things that he had mentioned dealt with the residents of the Winthrop. He said, yeah, it'd be great, but he understands the heart, the soul, the feeling, the emotions of people, and not everyone that's here this morning has been down here at 6 o'clock for the last 12 Mondays, I guess, or how many we've been down here at 6 o'clock in the morning. But Tim also experienced a little bit of moving from one location to the other, the anxiety that goes along with that, the uneasiness, the emotions. And when he was talking about the current residents of the Winthrop, what he had said is we need two things. One is we need to improve the quantity and the quality of the living. And the numbers we're talking about, currently 170, Tim had mentioned to me, he says, I don't like lateral transfers whatsoever. We want an increase. So we have a goal of 250 new affordable housing units for the residents of the Winthrop. And that's going to take everyone. That is going to take a commitment from every nonprofit organization available, from Tacoma Housing Authority, from Tacoma Pierce County Affordable Housing Consortium, Metropolitan Development, Martin Luther King Housing Development Association. It is going to take the city. It is going to take private money. It's going to take the press. We have residents here, certainly. And I like to refer to the residents as the customers of affordable housing. They are our customers. And anyone that's in business understands customers. So we need to make sure that we do everything we can to meet the needs of our customers. And that is going to be the focus. We're going to increase the quality of the housing. We're going to increase the quantity of the housing. And it's going to take everyone. It's absolutely going to take everyone. And that certainly is going to be our commitment. And I didn't come here this morning to make a speech at all, as Tim said, speeches. But the one thing I do want to say is absolutely everyone's got to contribute. And I had said this once before, but I think it really pretty much sums up what's going to be needed. And some of you may have heard of a football coach by the name of Vince Lombardi. But one time they asked him, why are you so successful? And for him it was very easy. He said it takes an individual commitment to a group effort. That's what makes a team work. That's what makes society work. That's what makes a civilization work. And I'm going to say that's what's going to make affordable housing in Tacoma work. An individual commitment to this overall group effort. So with that, I just want to thank everyone, and we're going to expect your commitment and contributions to this. Thank you.
Nick, did you want to, you kind of broke us up, did you want to recognize your team just for to have stand up?
Well, the team is everyone. I wish everyone could stand up in here. Certainly, Michael Lira, Tacoma Housing Authority, was very dependent upon Michael. Connie Brown was Tacoma Pierce County Affordable Housing Consortium. Sandy Burgess with Metropolitan Development. Ryan Petty left. Rick Teasley has been extremely helpful with identifying land in the area and housing units that we'll be able to focus on. And certainly Jeff Robinson with Martin Luther King Development Association. And David Allen, you could please stand up again. And Glenn, if you would too, Glenn Griffin. Some of our customers.
Before we move off affordable housing, we've got quite a bit to go. Dick, you're here with some of the group, I'm sure. Is there any common questions you'd like to ask before we move off to the affordable housing portion of it? Anybody? Mike Paltale, a friend of mine just in the back there. Mike, if you want to raise your hand. Mike was went to Washington State, a little bit behind me over there, a local native son. He's actually a relative of mine. My cousin married his cousin, so we've got to get along.
I still like it.
Nick, anything else? Affordable housing, please. Anyone else?
The timetable.
Jeff's got some.
Come on, Jeff.
Yep.
It's very early in the morning for me, so I actually have something I need to read so I don't misspeak. Tim said that it's going to take two things for the people working on affordable housing to succeed. One was that we need to have faith. And for any of you that have been involved in trying to create affordable housing or preserve it, you know that it takes a lot of faith. And although I'm not from a large family, we like to think of the affordable housing community here as a family. So we are a large family. I'm going to read this statement verbatim because I don't want to misspeak, and I think it's very important that the Affordable Housing Consortium be clear about where we are in our thinking about this this exciting development. The Affordable Housing Consortium of Tacoma and Pierce County is pleased that a workable compromise and solution to the Winthrop Hotel's future is seemingly becoming a reality. We want to thank all the parties involved in this proposed solution for their commitment to the residents of the Winthrop and for recognizing that the most important variable in all of these discussions must be the people whose lives have been and will in the future be further impacted by this development. We view the outcome as a win-win-win situation for the residents, for the city and its economic development and housing objectives, and for the community. We commend the leadership of the Quick Tribuco team in realizing that for this project to be truly successful, there must be a meaningful solution to the permanent rehousing of the current residents. The team is committed not only to the replacement of the current units at the Winthrop, but a goal to do even more, to find a way to create 250 units of affordable housing throughout the community. The personal and corporate values that this represents cannot be understated. We as housing advocates pledge to do what we can to assist with this lofty goal. The holistic manner with which the Quick Development Team, AF Evans, and the city government have approached this solution will not only restore an important Tacoma landmark to a four-star hotel for our visitors and return it to a positive economic influence, but most importantly in our hearts and minds, will ultimately provide safe, healthy, and affordable housing for the hotel's current residents and others in our community. Creating affordable housing is not an easy undertaking. Most of us in the consortium have been at it for many years. We understand that it takes vision, meaningful commitment, and resources, financial and otherwise, from everyone involved, including land, money, effective public policy, and expertise. By having a pledge from this development team to provide resources and to help energize the affordable housing efforts in Tacoma, a huge first step has been taken. As we've all heard on numerous occasions, the devil is in the details, and we are far from having all those worked through. But hopefully the good intentions, personal values, and commitment of all parties involved can help to turn this vision into a reality. A better reality for our neighbors in desperate need of housing, especially those with extremely low incomes and special needs. Now that we have a vision, the real work lies ahead, and the Affordable Housing Consortium commits to do its share. Thanks.